For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, the ball's up in the air. Tip is controlled by Searcy. There you're moving left to right in this first half. By the way, change in the starting lineup. Instead of Tristan Alcorn, they're going with Landon Hambrick, a 5'11 sophomore. Here is Love dribbling to the right corner. Go and throw it out to Caldwell in the wing. His three-pointer will not go. And Mountain Home gets the rebound, and they'll have their first possession of the evening. We are 23 seconds into this contest. Searcy starting off in the man-to-man as Benton gets into the front court, throws over to Gilbert on the right side, up top to Cruz, over to Benton on the left. Benton will dribble down towards the paint, now kicks out to Jones, now up top to Gilbert, over to Benton on the left side. He has it near the corner, takes a screen from Jones and throws up top to Cruz, down to Jones in the lane. He's going to go up for the jumper, or the hook shot actually, no good as it rolled around, and Searcy controls the rebound. Here's Hickson to the front court, throws it to Caldwell. He's going to pull up in the right corner for the jumper. It rolls around and it goes in, and the Lions strike first. Peyton Caldwell gives Searcy the early 2-0 lead. We are a minute into this game. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws it over to Ben on the right side. He'll take the screen from Gilbert. Now kicks out to Peters on the left wing. His three-pointer, good. Colton Peters with his first 3 points of the night and the first lead change of the evening. Mountain Home 3-2. With 6:40 left in the first quarter. Here's Hicks. His pass is knocked away, stolen by Cruz, who's going back the other way for the layup off the glass and in. Luke Cruz with his first 2 points of the night. 5-2, Mountain Home leading it. 6:27 left of the first quarter. Caldwell will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lions. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Gives it over on the right side to Wright. Now up top to Caldwell. Now he's going down into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Cruz. And back comes Mountain Home. Benton throws it into the front court to Peters. He has it on the right wing. He's going to pull up for another three-pointer. This one will not go. And the rebound's chased down by Hicks and back in the Lions. Hicks quickly into the front court for Searcy. Going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts and he draws the blocking foul. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home. So Freddie Hicks with 2 points and will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 5:56 left of the first quarter. Hicks' free throw is up and good. And we're knotted up at five all. So Searcy already bringing in their first substitute of the evening. And that is Zach Killens, a 6-foot sophomore. Didn't catch who he came in for. But we're tied at 5-all with 5:45 left of the first quarter. Here's Gilbert going into the lane, giving it to Jones there on the low block. His layup was maybe partially blocked, I guess. And Matt Searcy comes up with the ball. Here's Hicks throwing it up top to Wright. His three-pointer will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Matt Jones. And back comes Mountain Home. Here is Gilbert with it on the right wing, giving it up top to Benton. Now Peters has it on the right side. He'll give it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going down toward the lane. Now kicks out to Peters, to Cruz in the left corner. Cruz is going down into the lane, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Hicks, and Killens comes up with the ball. He's quickly back the other way for the Lions. Now Hicks has it in the paint for the jumper. No good. And Griffin Love tried to save it in, but he threw it right into the hands of Wyatt Gilbert, and back come the Bombers. And now we've got a stoppage of play. Looks like there's something on the floor. They're going to have to get some spray to clean it up. So I'll tell you what, this may take a moment. So we'll go ahead and break with 4:55 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home and Searcy tied it at 5-all. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not a guarantee, they lose value.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided quality orthopedic care since 1983, from consultation and advanced diagnostic testing continuing through surgery, in-house therapy, and follow-up. If you're ready to reclaim the joy of life you once lived, more mobile and pain-free, Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell repair bones, joints, and muscles that work for a living and love to play. Let their experience, skill, and focus on convenient, cost-effective services for their patients put you back in motion.
Well, Wyatt Gilbert gets a three-pointer to give the Bombers lead back. Searcy had a shot, no good, and the Mountain Home turned it over. And then back the other way, Killens tried to go in for the layup. It was blocked by Jones. Mountain Home coming up with the ball, and so they got the three-point lead. The 3:45 left of the first quarter. Here's Jones going up for the hook shot in the lane, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Wright and back on the Lions. Here's Hicks quickly into the front court for Searcy, throws it down in the corner to Love. Love going into the lane, now kicks it out to Killens, out to Caldwell on the wing. Caldwell is going down towards the lane, loses the handle, the ball gets it back though, pulls up for the jumper, it rolls around and goes in. Peyton Caldwell with 4 points. Mountain Home's lead is cut to a point, 8-7 with 3:19 left of the first quarter. Here is Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers, throws it to Benton on the left wing. Benton drills up towards the top, gives it to Jones in the lane for the hook shot, no good, and rebound controlled by Hicks, and back comes Mountain Home. Hicks in the front court, going down towards the lane, and now he'll throw it out to Caldwell. Boy, it looked like an offensive foul should have been calling Hicks, but there was no call. Caldwell will dribble down towards the lane. Now kicks up top to Killens. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound controlled by Colton Peters, and back come the Bombers. 8-7, Mountain Home leading it with 2:40 left of the first quarter. Talon Benton will give it to Wyatt Gilbert, who will set up the offense between the circles. Gilbert throws over to Jones on the right wing. Now trying to figure out where he wants to go with it. Now gives it to Peters on the left side. Peters going down towards the lane. Has the ball knocked away from him. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Searcy. Mountain Home inbound on the baseline. Hunter Bashirs and Baylor Cresselius checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Matt Jones and Talon Benton. And for Searcy, Zach Killens will come out as he's replaced by Damon Young, a 5'10 junior. Cresselius, a 6'2 senior, and Bashir's a 6-foot senior. And now Mount Solomon will take the inbound pass and looks like turn it over. I'm not sure what happened there, but that was they're going to call Mount Solomon for the turnover, their second of the day or the night. So Searcy gets it back with over 2 minutes left. Here's Caldwell into the front court. A one-point Bomber lead. Ball goes over on the left side to Love. Love going down towards the lane for the layup. No good. Are they going to call a foul? Yes, they are. They're going to call a foul on the shot. With 1:58, let's play of the first quarter. That foul is on Baylor Cresselius. That's his first personal foul, team foul number 2 against Mountain Home. So Griffin Love at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up and in. And if he gets this next one, Searcy will have the lead back. And he does. He gets both. 2 points for Griffin Love. Second lead change of the night. 9-8, Searcy leading it. Less than 2 minutes left to play of the first quarter. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Throws it on the right side to Peters. Peters takes a screen from Cruz. Throws it up top to Cresselius. Over to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert dribbling down towards the corner. Now goes back out to the wing. Now up top goes to Cruz. Cruz is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Cruz with 5 points on the night. Third lead change of the evening. Mountain Home leading at 11-9 of the men. A half left of the first quarter. Ball goes over with Love on the left wing for the Lions. He'll throw it up top to right. Over to Caldwell on the left side. Caldwell takes the screen. Now gives it back to right on the left wing. As funny as that might sound. Here's Caldwell with it up top. He's going down into lane, going up for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Peyton Caldwell go to the line for the try to convert the three-point play and give Searcy the lead back with 1:09 left of the first quarter. That foul's on Hunter Bashir. It's his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Bombers. So Caldwell at the free throw line for the first time tonight. His free throw rolls around and goes in. He now has 7 points. Fourth lead change of the night. Searcy leading at 12-11. Lower men left of this opening period. Gilbert into the front court, throws over to Bashir's on the right wing. He'll take the screen from Cresilius, throw it up top to Cruz, who will try another three-pointer. This one in and out, no good. And the rebound controlled by Hicks, and back come the Lions. Hicks into the front court. Now throws it to Caldwell. Over on the left side, he goes to Love. Now up top to Hicks, 44 seconds left. I don't know if Searcy will try to hold for the last shot of the period. Nope, they're not going to. Hicks is going to try for the three-pointer, good. Freddie Hicks now with 6 points. 15-11, Searcy up by two possessions, 30 seconds left. Gilbert dribbling just inside the half-court line as Mount Holmes going to try to hold for the last shot of the period. 15 seconds left. Gilbert still dribbling. Now ball goes to Cruz with 9 seconds. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to pull up at the wing. Now throws it to Peters. Peters fakes out his man. Pulls up for the jumper, the elbow. No good. 1 second as Caldwell gets the rebound. He's going to try a last heave at the buzzer. He can't get it to go, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. 8 minutes are in the books. Our score at the end of one. Mountain Home trailing Searcy 15-11. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.